Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, including our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our great website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things that are over there for you to take advantage of. All right, out there in California, IA, where they're going to have that governor recall, we've got on the telephone line the one, the only, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Good morning on the porch. Yeah, all right. That porch is going to go by. See you guys. All right, they got 52 minutes. This is last call, and they're done and all that stuff. All right, are you ready to say the pledge?
I certainly am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we're going to go right to the chase, but first, before we get over there, to talk about Afghanistan and what we know that's now going on there, I want to say a big special shout-out and a thank you to Mark Walters, who had me on his program yesterday from 4 to 5 for a whole hour as his guest, and we just lit the airwaves up, Kyle, lit the airwaves up with what we were talking about Afghanistan, about Joe Biden, and about how we solve this problem for America, because we came out with a solution, but it takes all of us getting involved.
Well, no, that's exactly right. Yeah, that sounds like it was a great time.
Yeah, it was, and when you hear the podcast I sent you, you'll agree. Well, let me start out this way, folks. 19 years, 6 months, and 3 days after its Islamic Emirate was toppled by the U.S.-led forces, the fundamentalists, Al-Qaeda-allied Taliban, swept back into Afghanistan's capital on Sunday, the culmination of a 4-month charge facilitated by President Biden's decision to abandon a conditions-based withdrawal. Now, listen to that word again. President Biden's decision to abandon a conditions-based withdrawal of U.S. and coalition forces. He did not do what Donald Trump had in place. So any of this BS that you're hearing from Biden out there, which you're going to hear in a minute, what he said yesterday, any of this BS that you're hearing from Biden is an absolute outright lie, Kyle.
You're exactly right, Captain. What the Trump administration had put together, again, the conditions-based, that means that circumstances could change, our response could change, the timeline could change based on the circumstances. But what President Biden did, Captain, was he simply decided, I hate to say, just to cut and run. And that now means that thousands of people in Afghanistan are in jeopardy. Many have already been killed. This is the truth, folks. This is what's happening to the people that trusted us over there.
But Kyle, the Taliban says that they're going to have a moratorium for a couple of months, and nobody's going to have any problems, and they're all going to sing kumbaya under the fruit trees, which is why they're out going door to door looking for the people that worked with the Taliban or with the Afghanistan government.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. This is outrageous.
You think they're going to send them flowers?
Nope.
All right, now let's listen to the report from our buddy Greg Cluxton here with what the president had to say yesterday.
The president used a speech to the nation largely to defend his decision to withdraw the U.S. military from Afghanistan.
I stand squarely behind my decision.
He acknowledged that the situation on the ground unfolded more quickly than anticipated, blaming Afghan political leaders and soldiers for lacking the will to fight. In the coming days, Mr. Biden said U.S. troops will help evacuate thousands of American citizens, as well as allied and Afghan partners. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, you are aware of the number that was thrown around yesterday for evacuating, right?
Yeah, there's many thousands, yes.
30,000.
Yes.
30,000. And most every one of them is there by the airport.
Yep.
But yesterday something else happened, which nobody figured would happen because the Taliban were going to behave themselves and they weren't going to do anything detrimental or bad. Now, were they?
Well, of course not.
Well, yesterday they opened fire on our troops, two of them anyway. Two of the Taliban forces decided to shoot at our troops. Our troops returned fire, killed them both, okay? There's a report that we may have had one of our soldiers slightly wounded, but I cannot confirm nor deny that. That's just a report that's in the report I'm looking at, which is what's called an after-action battle report. But the thing of it is they shot at us, we shot back. We reserved the right to self-defense.
Well, of course, of course. And, Captain, the desperation that we saw at the airport, these are part of the 30,000 of people who want to get out of there, and more, really more than that, I'm sure, desperate to hang on to an airplane and as it takes off and then falling to their deaths. Two people. I mean, this... The two we saw, that's
there
right.
There were probably 25 or 30 on each side of that plane when I saw it taking off.
Well, it is just, it's sickening to realize the desperation that people have been driven to. And President Biden had the gall to come out and talk about this was about the withdrawing from Afghanistan. That's not what the subject was today, Mr. President.
No, and hold that thought. And folks, by the way, it's not withdrawing from Afghanistan that's in question. Not at all. We knew we were going to do it. It's the way we did it. Think about that as we go to break. Joe Biden did not follow the plan in place. It's all on him, and we have a way to work together to get him out of office.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, who's hanging on my telephone line. I took some relief factor just before the show to cut the pain that I was having with the surgery, the surgical process I had on my left leg about 3 weeks ago now. And it worked. It worked. So there you go. It works for me. It'll work for you. Now, here's the reason I take it. Because one of the problems that I've had, and it may now be solved, I hope so anyway, but it's too early to tell, is I regularly suffer with inflammation in my left ankle and foot and leg, regularly. And it happens because of a problem that I had where they had to go in and take some of the ligaments that were torn off my ankle area and attach them again to give me normal range of motion, which is what they did, and I can now move my ankle around again. Now, that being said, that means I can now walk a little better again, which is all good, too. But the ingredients that are in Relief Factor are what make me not be in pain and not have swelling. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, because it helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation, and it will even lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you've got by going right straight to the source. And I'm telling you, it works for me. Now, it's 100% drug-free. It's a 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins, and it supports healthy joints and muscles, which means it supports the healing process. It only costs $19.95 for 3 weeks to see if we can get you out of pain. 3 weeks, $19.95. That's it. After that, you go on a regular delivery, and it's just as easy as pie. Now, to get this, you go to the website they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. One more time. ReliefFactor.com/captain for the $19.95 3-week quick start. And take a look and see the other products they've got there, too. You'll be glad you did. And after all you've got to lose is pain. Right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. A little bit more about Joe Biden before we move on, because it's just so ridiculous to hear him try to blame somebody other than himself. When he comes into the speech and he goes, "I am the President of the United States and the buck stops with me." That's what he said about his policy. Despite the one that he turned around less than 5 minutes later and passed the buck to everybody else.
Well, exactly right, Captain. I was listening to his speech when he was doing it live earlier, and I thought, well, he's blaming Trump, and now he seems like he's blaming everybody else, asking the American people, how many more, troops do I have to send over to be killed, and this kind of thing. And again, that wasn't it at all. Exactly. Withdrawing from Afghanistan, it was not the issue. The American people support withdrawing from Afghanistan. And so he came out and tried to flip the script. He tried to make it about, now, wait a minute, everybody, we don't want to fight their civil war forever. But that, he danced around this and simply would not do what the President of the United States is supposed to do.
Instead of taking accountability for his administration's apparently severe miscalculation of the speed with which the Taliban would seize control of Afghanistan as U.S. forces departed, or admitting the Pentagon and State Department were ill-prepared to get U.S. personnel and Afghan allies out of the country to begin with, he blamed President Trump and the Afghans' political and military leadership. Now, Afghan political leaders did give up. They did flee the country. I found out something else about this President Ghani. You want to hear this?
Yep.
Remember I told you he got on a plane with his associates and had suitcases full of cash loaded in the plane?
Right.
He had so much cash, they had to load the rest of it on a helicopter and follow the plane out of country.
Oh, wow. That's unbelievable.
United States cash.
Yep.
So that tells you he was, what's the word I want here? Fraudulently probably acquiring funds he shouldn't have been acquiring?
Interesting to audit that, yes.
Well, I'm being sort of polite here, but I'm not. In other words, the guy was stealing money that probably belonged to the Afghan government.
Right.
Now, how's that working out for everybody?
Well, exactly.
And I guarantee it was millions.
Oh, I'm sure.
Millions.
I'm sure. But to see what's happening in the streets, Captain, to know, and you mentioned earlier, going door to door, these people are terrified now.
That's right.
And the Taliban, is brutal. They only have force.
They have force, and they know how to use it.
Yes. And what they do to women, what they do to children, what they are going to do to anybody and their families, I hate to say, who help the Americans or are suspected of working with them.
Yeah, and remember, folks, they weren't going to shoot at us. There wasn't going to be any gunfire or any confrontations. And right away, two of them yesterday opened fire on our troops, and we had to kill them both.
Yep. Yes, yep. Exactly. Yes.
Yep.
But you have this now, this completely authoritarian.
Okay, let me address Flip. Flip is saying that China wanted the U.S. out, so Biden pulled us out. It's more than China.
Yep.
China is only one facet of this. They wanted the lithium. They wanted the minerals.
Yep.
Russia wants the military supplies and hardware that they know that they're going to be able to sell, and they're right back in business again.
Yes, exactly.
Because they were doing a lot of weaponry sales there, plus they were doing a lot of shipping all around the world out of there. Now, let's continue. Because, again, I'll repeat this one more time, folks. It's not pulling the troops out of Afghanistan that was a problem. We knew we were going to do it in an orderly fashion. It's the way we went about it. And now the U.S. is going to extract several thousand American contractors who happen to be scattered around Afghanistan right now. And they're in hiding places. They're going to have to come out of those hiding places, and we're going to have to literally fly a helicopter in there, because we're not going to just convoy into where they're at. That's really asking to get ambushed. We're going to have to helicopter into where they're at, pick them up, and get them out.
Well, that's right. And you know, Captain, our U.S. forces are heroic, there's no doubt. But what we're asking them to do now is going to be, I don't know, a million times more dangerous than if we had had an orderly way of getting to the point of being completely withdrawn out of that.
Here's what I'm afraid of. Somebody from Iran, somebody from China is going to show up in there. They're going to show these people how to operate those drones that they've got or the surface-to-air missiles that they've got. They got a bunch of all that stuff, too. And they're going to launch one of those puppies of one of our C-17s taking off with a couple hundred people on board, and they're going to put it on the ground.
That would be so terrible,
then,
obviously.
Then what do we do?
Well, that is a good question. What would this president do? What would Joe Biden do? And, Captain, the American people, I think that their anger is going to be kindled here.
Well,
because this was all avoidable for the most part. This was completely avoidable.
Yep. I was on radio yesterday. I was talking about it. Mark Walters was talking about it. He and I on his show, the Armed American Radio Show. And he was telling me about all the anger that he was getting from the people around the country, especially veterans that were mad as hell about what was going on. They were all going, well, what do we do? What do we do? Well, here's what we do. If we use our block, if the veterans use our block, we are the largest individual voting block in the country. Did you know that, Kyle?
I did not know that. That is amazing.
We are the largest voting block in the country. We hold more political power than any other group. That's the teachers. That's any union you want to mention, period. Okay? We need to take that power, and we need to use it. And I don't want to hear any more excuses from any of the veterans out there. Oh, my vote doesn't count, so I'm not going to vote. No, no, no. It's time to stand up for your country. It's time to stand up for America. And it's time to get these jerks and jackasses the hell out of office, starting with this election right now, 2021. This is going to be a local election, they call it, where you've got the school boards, you've got the county commissioners and the city commissioners and the mayors and a few of the state reps, and there might be a couple of special congressional elections around, but that's what it's going to be. Next year's the midterms. You start out this year, you send the message and vote the bums out and put people in there that are going to do the job that you elect them to do. And if they don't, then you vote them out the next time around. But then come the midterms, you do exactly what you did this year. Vote the bums out that aren't doing the job that created the problem to begin with.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right, Captain. And, you know, one other thing about Joe Biden's speech. First of all, it went on for, like, what, 20 minutes or something
like
that?
That was it. Now he turned around with his back to the door and walked out and got on a helicopter and went back to Camp David.
Back to Camp David, yes.
Wonderful.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It is a Tuesday morning, and, you know, I may be up on my soapbox a little bit, but by God, somebody needs to be doing something here. We can do this. I know we can do this. I've done it before. I did it in 2009 and 10 and 11 and 12. We can do it again. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
For the first time ever, a water shortage has been declared at Lake Mead. The Bureau of Reclamation making the declaration on Monday as levels at Lakes Mead and Powell have reached their lowest levels on record following years of drought. The lakes have lost 50% of their capacity in the last 5 years alone. Water from the Colorado River will also be rationed to Arizona, Nevada, and Mexico starting in January, with Arizona slated to lose 18% of its normal apportionment. Officials warned further actions will likely be necessary as the western United States continues to deal with severe drought conditions. And former President George W. Bush is calling on the U.S. and its allies to help the Afghan people in the wake of the Taliban's takeover of the country. In a statement, Bush said, quote, "The Afghans, now at the greatest risk, are the same ones who have been on the forefront of progress inside their nation," end quote. He went on to urge the U.S. government to cut through red tape to secure safe passage and assistance to refugees. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I'm back, and this portion of the program brought to you by MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell, as you well know, has had a number done on him, and he's fighting back big time. And I am one of his endorsers. I do endorse the man and his business and his product. I've got a whole bunch of stuff. And by the way, my Giza sheets showed up and the pillowcases. And I'm going to order some of those the fluffy pillows that you put on your couch because I don't have any and try those out too. And all you got to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials link. There's a logo link there that says Radio Listener Specials. And you'll find 10 or 12 different things there with savings up to 70%. Now, I'm telling you, this, you're not gonna find this anywhere else. And these products are so good. It's not just about the pillow anymore. It's about a lot of other things. So go to the website, MyPillow.com. Click on the little logo box that's right there that says Radio Listener Specials. It'll take you to a page. And then the promo code you want to use is Captain. That's very simple. Captain. And don't forget, you can also call them and ask them any questions you want or even order off the phone by going to 800-641-5459. That number for MyPillow is 800-641-5459. And again, all you got to do is use the promo code CAPTAIN. Very simple, very easy, and you'll save a bunch of money on a lot of their products. And let's bring Kyle back into the mix. Kyle, you got some people you've been chiming in here you want to say hello to.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. We want to say a big hello to Richard the Marine tonight and also to Flip, who've been checking in with the program.
Yep, Flip is flipping.
That's right.
All right, and we've got a caller on the line. I know who it is, so we're going to give our friend Todd in Tampa 60 seconds. So 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. You can see that Joe Biden is a disaster. Let me make this simple for a first grader. Okay, whether Joe Biden resigns, whether he's impeached, whether he steps down, whether he disgraces him like Cuomo and removes, and Fredo, your brother on CNN, and that what was just more disgraceful was Cuomo was trying to apologize for attacking these women, and then his brother on CNN, the Communist News, they're trying to defend himself. We're two Fredos in one family. They grew up with Donald Trump, and then they turned on him, like the rest of the Judases out there. Hey, Mike Lindell, I know that Donald Trump won in a landslide. I didn't need to watch this symposium. I know he won in a landslide. Everybody in America knows he won in a landslide. Jesus knows Donald Trump won in a landslide. That's all that matters. Okay? Who's the idiot in the 440 idiots that are going to go vote for this $1 trillion we don't have? I tell you what, if that was my brother, if he was one of those people, if he would ever be that stupid, he'd be out there going, we don't have $1 trillion, we're not borrowing it from the enemy, and we're not going to pay interest on that money that we don't have. You guys should be hung. Y'all are 440 Benedict Arnolds, minus two, Jim Jordan and Louis Gohmert. The rest of you should be hung for treason. You're a disaster. You're a disgrace. Okay? Now I got to say something about Tim Tebow, who's getting killed on TV, okay? Because he thinks that tight end, Urban Meyer. Let me say something. Let me say something to the Jacksonville Jaguar team and the owner. I want you to all put your hardware and everything you've done in the pros on my desk before 3 o'clock tomorrow practice. Okay? And that'll take about 5 minutes. And then, by the way, I got Tebow's hardware. Two national championship rings, a Heisman trophy. He won 6 games in a row. I know I gave the game plan, okay, in a row, and he won a playoff game. Other than that, if I was Urban Meyer, I'd say this. The only three people that are making my team are Miles Jack, Tim Tebow, and Trevor Lawrence. The rest of you, you better fight for a position, okay? Because I know one thing. Nobody cares about winning more than Tim Tebow. Let's stand up for our country. Tim Tebow's a Christian. That's why he's getting hammered. Let's have anything to do with his football. He's done more than anybody in Jacksonville, and they're the worst team in football. Stand up for our country. Stand up for our Lord and Savior. Stand up for Donald Trump, one in a landslide. Let's get to work.
Okay, I did learn something in that little barrage there, Kyle.
What was that?
He gave somebody else game plans to win.
There you go. Yep.
So I learned something else I didn't know about. I knew about the Bucks, but I didn't know about Tim Tebow and company. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's okay. That's two different teams. Okay. Now, going back to what we were talking about here, folks, Rick Scott, the governor, former governor of Florida, senator here, junior senator, I might add, to Marco Rubio, who's the senior senator out of Florida, has come up with an idea. Do you know what his idea is, Kyle?
Well, I think it has something to do with the 25th Amendment.
Yes, it does. And Rick Scott is floating the idea of Biden's ouster. He said the time has come to exercise the provisions of the 25th Amendment. All he's got to do is bring it up for discussion on the Senate floor. It goes into the record. It's there. Whether anybody wants to see it or likes to see it or not, it'll be there for discussion, for thought, and the fact that it was brought up because, you know, the Democrats aren't going to allow it to get voted on, I do not believe. But, again, if we the people get off our butts and start calling the Senate and say, hey, man, got to get rid of Biden. If you can't get rid of him any other way, use the 25th Amendment. All you got to do is call the number 202-225-3121, 202-225-3121. That's the U.S. Senate. You give them your zip code, you get your senator. It's that simple. And tell them you want Joe Biden gone and use the 25th Amendment to get rid of him. This man is unfit to hold office.
Well, you know, Captain, even back during the campaign, you know, we pointed out various, you know, very significant tells that Joe Biden was simply not ready to assume the presidency under any circumstances. And unfortunately, what we've seen happen over just even the last 24 hours is the exclamation point on those tells, I think.
Well, he starts to talk about the buck stops with me, the buck stops here. He turns around then and blames everybody else. Well, if the buck stopped with him, why would you even open your mouth and blame everybody else? Is that not something irrational?
Well, exactly. And that's why I mentioned earlier, it went on like 20 minutes. You know, you would think that his statement would have been very brief, very to the point, very resolute, all those kinds of things that we'd expect from the commander-in-chief. But it wasn't like that. It was the explaining things about why we're leaving Afghanistan and yada, yada, yada. And that, Captain, I think, was just also a real significant red flag that he's not going to do what, you know, what common sense would dictate.
Now, our allies all around the world are now mocking Joe Biden, and there's political cartoons in any country you want to go look at about Biden. After the Biden administration tried to blame Donald Trump for the Afghanistan failure, which all our allies knew absolutely positively was not true.
Exactly, yes.
Because of one little thing. The conditions-based withdrawal was not followed by Joe Biden. He bypassed it.
Well, of course. And Captain, if he only bypassed it, I think for good measure, because it was from Trump, well, then again, this just shows that this guy's not.
That's irrational behavior.
Exactly right, mm-hmm. Because he reverses everything else under the sun from Trump. So he comes along, oh, it just came from Trump. Well, you know, we can't do it like that. But again, if that was put together with the notion so that you could have an orderly withdrawal. Yeah.
And Mark and I on his program yesterday talked about the facilitators of all this. Now, Biden is the spokesperson, but the facilitator is in the White House. It's Susan Rice. But she's getting her marching orders coming from her other half, which is sitting in Obama's basement. And that would be who?
I think Valerie Jarrett.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The two of them together.
Yeah, it's so terrible to say, Captain, but the impression is you fly the guy back from Camp David so he can make a speech in the East Room of the White House.
Correct.
And he comes off as being sort of the ceremonial figurehead who's going to come out. Here's the grandfatherly guy again who's going to tell you some things. And then, boom, he's back on the helicopter. I mean, I'm not trying to laugh, but this is comedy time for these people. This is terrible.
And Mike Pompeo absolutely savaged. Tore apart Joe Biden after the Biden administration tried to blame Trump for the Afghanistan failure. I thought he was going to rip the television apart because you could see how upset and angry he was over the comments that because he knew Joe Biden was lying.
Right, right. Well, and I think you have to ask the other question, too, and that is, you know, why let it happen like this? You know, what is going on? Everybody knows what the Taliban is. Does Joe Biden not understand what the Taliban is capable of? And I thought Joe Biden, Captain,
well, if he doesn't, it's another reason to use the 25th Amendment on him.
Well, right. Well, but wasn't Joe Biden the smartest foreign policy person in the history of the universe? And he was vice president for 8 years and all this other stuff.
Please, Kyle, tell me what he's done in the last 40 plus years.
Oh, I know.
That you can even remember.
Yeah, but he was touted as being, he's got all this experience. He's always been on the inside of all this stuff, but yet he doesn't even understand the basic fundamental thing of what the Taliban is like.
He's been on the inside, but he has never been on the winning side.
Right, right.
All
very
right.
Well put.
Hold that thought. Okay, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. We're going to tell you about Fred. Fred is on shore. Fred is moving up in southeastern Alabama right now. It's still a tropical storm, but won't be for long. And I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing NobleLift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
All righty. Well, first of all, a highway warning. I-10 east and west, if you're going to go west of I-75 on I-10 headed across towards Pensacola, you're going to be in heavy wind, you're going to be in heavy rain. There's a lot of flooding going on in the low-lying areas there. In addition, if you're going straight up towards Atlanta, if you're taking the back way out of Georgia, I-85 or any one of the back roads up that way, Don and Don are getting rained on too tonight, but going through Montgomery, 85 up towards Atlanta, you are going to be in rain, heavy rain, lots of it as the storm moves towards the north, and that is Fred, and we'll tell you all about Fred. But this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by the pilot and Flying J out there. Pull on in there and tell them you were listening to me, the captain, on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we gave you instructions. Pull in there, tell them that, and you get yourself a free hot cup of coffee. Now, just join the Drivers Highway Club and the RV Club, and you'll get yourself not only free coffee, but you'll get yourself points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for what you get in the store by being a member of the club. And then you can use those points for discounts along the way. All righty, here we go. Going to rock tonight again. Always nice to rock. Here we go.
Mm-hmm.
That's Aerosmith, and it's called The Other Side. And Kyle, what do you think?
Oh, I love it. I love it. It goes back all the way, I think, to 1990 with that one.
Yeah, and Steven Tyler, of course, he was a lot younger then. But you want to talk about somebody bouncing around the stage? Holy smokes.
Exactly.
He was getting it done. All righty. Well, let me see here. Let me tell you that I'm going to read a little statement about the weather. Then I'm going to hand it over to Kyle because there's a lot of stuff going on out west, rain and heat and all that good stuff. But here we go. Fred now is moving inland, and tropical cyclone Fred, which is still a tropical storm, won't be much longer, is going to continue to bring heavy rain, flash flooding, gusty winds, and a few tornadoes as it tracks across western Georgia. It's up in southeastern Alabama, headed up into northwestern Georgia, and it's going to eventually be up in Tennessee, going to go into the Appalachians, be up in West Virginia by Wednesday. This thing's going to move along real quick. And well above normal temperatures out west, critical fire weather threats, poor air quality from the wildfires are going to continue across much of the Great Basin into the northern Rockies through the midweek. And then we've got Grace, who's going to be coming into the Gulf and going to be headed across towards southeastern Texas by the end of the week, it looks like. So take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. Of course, we're continuing to read flash flood watches in mostly southern Arizona and southern New Mexico. But right now in Phoenix, they're reading heavy thunderstorms going on with lightning. So that's going on right now in the Phoenix area, according to the reports. Now, just west of Phoenix, coming out I-10 or I-8, you could also be running into possible dust storms. So this is looks like it's in the area of maybe Buckeye, Gila Bend.
That's always a lot of fun.
No kidding, and that's exactly something that you don't want to get caught in. But, of course, these severe thunderstorm warnings are going to continue for a while. The flash flood watches continuing over into New Mexico, Las Cruces, Alamogordo, in those areas. Also, tonight, flash flood watch, in covering most of the central and southern part of Utah tonight. So coming up Interstate 15, you're heading up towards Salt Lake City and so forth. You want to be very, very aware of this. That's going to turn into fire weather warning, though, in the northern part of the state, which we have a lot of that going on, northern part of Nevada, also southern part of Wyoming tonight as well. Fire weather warning up in southern Montana, and air quality alerts persist over almost all the entire state of Montana, including Missoula, Helena, and also through central Washington state. Now, also what's happening in California, up in northern California, Captain, they're looking at some gusty winds now, which are beginning to affect the Dixie Fire. Now, this is pushing a few miles towards the city called Susanville. This is traveling up 395, so you definitely want to be aware of that if you're in that area tonight. Fire weather watch persists in Northern California. Also, air quality alert near Fresno and Bakersfield.
All right. Well, through Tuesday, you got to keep your eyes on Fred and the way it's moving, because heavy rainfall is going to lead to considerable flash, urban, small stream, isolated river flooding with impacts across the Florida Panhandle, southeastern Alabama, and from western Georgia into the southern Appalachians. And by the middle of the week, Fred or its remnants will lift northward and impact the central Appalachians and middle Atlantic. Landslides are possible across the mountains of North Carolina and the Blue Ridge Escarpment on Tuesday. Now, tropical force storm winds, primarily in gusts, will continue over inland sections of the eastern Florida Panhandle, southeastern Alabama, and southwestern Georgia during the next few hours, and then that will let up. But this will become predominantly a rainmaker, and Kyle, it's going to be leaving some areas with 12 inches of rain. God, they can't stand that kind of rain in some of these areas.
No kidding. A foot of rain. That's,
yep. They cannot stand that kind of rain in some of these areas. The flooding is going to be just absolutely intense. And I hate to even report on this, but you got to let the people know what's coming.
Well, exactly right, yes.
Yeah. Now, 4 to 8 is going to be the average, but there will be some areas with a foot of rain. So please be advised. And by the way, don't forget the rule with the water. Don't drive through water that you can't tell how deep it is. 6 inches of water will move an 18-wheeler truck down the highway.
That's exactly right. And we've seen that happen, and you've seen that happen, I'm sure, many times.
Many times.
Yeah.
I saw it move a fire truck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, we had the fire truck chock sitting still, brakes locked. I saw it take the fire truck and move it towards the river. Thank God we got in it fast enough, got the damn thing backed up and out of the way, but holy smokes.
Gee, well, again, it shows just how powerful water is. That's moving water, and you want to turn around, don't drown. That's the adage.
Now, we've got a lot of scrambling going on right now about Afghanistan. George W. Bush issued a statement on Afghanistan and sent a direct message to the U.S. troops. He said, you kept America straight, or safe, rather. And I've got a message for the American troops, too. I want to be 100% clear to the veterans that are out there from Afghanistan. The sacrifice, the commitment, and the work by all of our men and women in uniform these past 20 years was well worth it. You kept our nation safe when most of us feared another attack. They brought the evildoers to justice. You got rid of Osama bin Laden. You got rid of some other people, bad guys in the mix. You delivered hope to the war-torn nations, and your courage, victories, and selfless acts of service will not be washed away by history. You are our heroes. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. And we'll be back with hour number two on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, and Kyle Warren. We're coming right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.